Powerplay, der Eishockey-Podcast rund um die Blue Devils Weiden von Oberpfalz Medien.
Der Powerplay-Podcast wird Ihnen präsentiert von der Meyerhöfer-Gruppe. Wir bringen Metall in Form.
Servus, liebe Eishockey-Freunde zu Powerplay, dem Eishockey-Podcast rund um die Blue Devils Weiden. Mein Name ist Fabian Leb. Und bei mir ist auch heute wieder mein allseits geschätzter Kollege Thomas Webel. Tom, servus.
Servus, Fabian.
Da ich hier daheim im Büro sitze und remote aufnehme, ich sehe da ein proppevolles Podcast-Studio.
Ja, wir haben Zuwachs bekommen.
Wen haben wir denn da alles? Das ist Konrad. Konrad, was machst du da?
Servus. Ich bin nur Praktikant, um das mal vorwegzuschieben. Ich habe jetzt 4,5 Wochen Praktikum gemacht und heute ist mein letzter Tag. Und weil ich nie dazu gekommen bin, darf ich jetzt mal einen Podcast aufnehmen und ich bin sehr, sehr gespannt, wie das jetzt hier so ablaufen wird.
Also ganz klar, das Beste kommt auch bei dir zum Schluss. But now we have to change the language. We will go to the English because our guest is new in Weiden. Very warm welcome to Mats Larsen. Mats, thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, and now Mats, you're from Denmark, and I think we can do this episode also in German because in Denmark the kids are learning to speak German at school. Is this right?
Yeah, that's correct. We have it in school, but yeah, my German is not the best, so I recommend we do this in English. But I speak a little bit, but it's tough. But I try every day to learn more and more, and speak a little bit with the guys in German. But yeah, it's kind of tough.
Now I'm interested. Are there any favorite words in German you can present us here? Don't worry, we are alone. Nobody's listening.
Servus, I say it every day.
That's important.
Important. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay. Yes, but before we start our little talk here with Mats, I would like to invite our listener in Congo. Please contact us. Every episode of Powerplay is quite fast after publishing, listened in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Who are you? What is your relation to the Blue Devils? Tell us more. Please contact us. But now we have to talk about Mats and his arriving at Weiden and the season so far with the Blue Devils. Mats, you had a very, very, very tough start with your bad injury in the preseason game against Bayreuth. How do you remember this situation?
Yeah, well, first of all, actually, I think the start for me was really good because I came in, everyone I met was super kind, and I really liked everything here, and my apartment and the guys on the team and everything around was super, super cool. So first of all, I liked it from the start. And then obviously my injury came in the preseason, and that was quite a tough start.
This was an attack. This was not a foul or anything or a check. This was an attack from Aiden Brown after just 10 seconds in the game. Did he ever apologize or inquire about your recovery?
No, not at all. So that's, I guess, part of the game.
No, that's not part of the game. That was... No, this is... at least we don't play against Bayreuth. Well, this would be... not good for Bayreuth. But now everything is fine?
Yeah, it's fine. I got really good help from the doctors and the physios on the team. So they helped me a lot to get back in shape. So it feels good now and happy to be back.
How many games do you need to be really... in shape.
Well, I think it takes a couple of games to get into the game shape. It's you can practice as hard as you want, but play a game is always different. So for me, I would say it took maybe 3 games and I felt fine.
Okay, I will introduce you now, and please, you say immediately if I am talking any kind of shit. you are 29 years old, defender, born in Herning, in Denmark. That's right. Yes.
And how is it pronounced?
Really good, actually. How he just okay. said it, Herning. Yeah.
I'm a private handballer. Herning is a kind of handball city.
Yeah. Okay, and I had to Google it to find the truth.
No, you played already in your career in Denmark, in Sweden, in Austria, and in the Czech Republic. That's right. And I think, did I forget anything?
No, that's correct.
Okay. Before 2 years, you played for the national team at the Deutschland Cup. And will you be part of the Danish team now again at the Deutschland Cup?
No, not at the moment. So I would say, a part of the national team the last 10 years. But now I'm not super young anymore. And it's, of course, so many good players. But this year I haven't heard anything, so we'll see. Of course, it's always nice to get the call, and I would really think about it if they called me, if I should go or not. But this time I will take the break and go home to my family.
Okay. To Denmark?
Yes.
Oh, nice. Do you have any ambitions to come back in the national team?
Well, of course, it will always be an ambition for me, because it's fun to be a part of, and I know all the guys, and every time we are together we have, of course, a lot of fun. I would think about it this time, because as I said, I'm not 20 years old anymore, and I've been that kind of guy. If they get some injuries, they call me, and you know, I'm not really part of the team, but just a little bit when they need guys because of injuries and stuff like that. So yeah, we'll see.
I think when you will reach with the Blue Devils the playoffs in the DL2, I think they will call you again. They want to have you back. But now that's it. Let's have about the last weekend with the Blue Devils. The last weekend was quite successful for the Blue Devils with 4 points against Rosenheim and Bad Nauheim. But this has been also necessary. All the other teams in the last third of the ranking are making points too. Mats, what do you think of the season so far?
Well, I'm not that surprised how it has go. Like, of course, we are first time Blue Devils are in this league, so we all knew it would be really tough. And like you said, last weekend we played, I would say, really good. We took 4 points, and the Rosenheim game was tough game. I think we could even have maybe won the game with a little bit luck, but then we took the win Sunday. So It's getting better and better, I would say, week by week, but still we have some work to do, and I think that's what we do every day at the rink. So
and you said you are not surprised, but did you expect that it would be so difficult to come in the DL2?
Oh, it's kind of tough to say. I've been watching a little bit DL2, but when I haven't played in this league before, I didn't really know what to expect, to be honest. But when a team they go up, it's always a little bit tough. You have to get used to a new league.
My personal opinion is that the last weekend could be some kind of game changer. You changed your kind of playing, in my opinion, of just watching. Did the whole team now finally realize how to play hockey in the DL2?
Hopefully. Yeah, it's for me, I think it's getting like small, how you say, like baby steps from every game, and it's going in the good direction, and that's positive for sure. So I think, and I all the games we've been playing, it's not like we've been losing 7-2 or like it's not the, like the teams are running totally over us. We can play with every team in this league. I'm sure about that.
Okay, and let's have a look on the two games against Rosenheim and Bad Nauheim. But before we go into the details, let's have a short commercial break.
Ihr hört den Powerplay-Podcast von Oberpfalz Medien. Präsentiert von der Meierhöfer-Gruppe mit ihren Produktionsstandorten in Erbendorf, Eschenbach und Pressart. Ob Maschinenbau, Anlagenbau oder hochspezialisierte Fertigungstechniken, die Meierhöfer-Gruppe steht für höchste Qualität und maßgeschneiderte Lösungen. Mit modernster Technik, einem starken Team und unserem Motto »Geht nicht, gibt's nicht« setzen wir neue Maßstäbe. Du willst Teil dieser Erfolgsgeschichte werden? Dann besuche unser Karriereportal unter www.meierhofer-gruppe.de. Hier warten spannende Jobangebote und berufliche Perspektiven auf dich, sowohl kaufmännisch als auch gewerblich, von der Ausbildung bis hin zu Positionen für erfahrene Fachkräfte. Und nun weiterhin viel Spaß mit dem Powerplay-Podcast.
Willkommen zurück bei Powerplay, dem Eishockey-Podcast von Oberpfalz Medien rund um die Blue Devils Weiden. Wir haben heute Mats Larsen zu Gast und deswegen die heutige Folge komplett in englischer Sprache. And now we have a look on the 4-5 loss in Rosenheim after penalties. I think it was a very good start into the game. And do you think you surprised Rosenheim in the first 30 minutes with the kind you were playing?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. I think we came out hard and then we maybe surprised them a little bit, but it also showed, like, I think Rosenheim have a good team and they came into the game again. So it was a hard battle and if you see the whole game, it could be like a win for us, but unfortunately it was only 1 point.
Did it play any role that there was a little party in the locker room last week? Like Fabian Voigt and Fabian Rybnitsky told us last week.
Yeah, I think only in a good way.
Yes, because only.
Yeah, because when you have that kind of parties, if we can call it that, it's good for the room and it's good for the guys getting to know each other even more and have a good time. So of course it helps to play better together.
In Rosenheim it was a 3-1 lead at the start of the third period. Goals by Szymanski, Poole and Glaser. Why is it so difficult to bring a lead over the time?
Yeah, it's a good question. Of course we have to find a way to play good hockey in 60 minutes. And so far, I don't have the answer for it, because then we would maybe have done it differently. But we have for sure to find a way to play good hockey in 60 minutes. We can't start well and play good the first period. And then in the last, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 minutes of the game, we give too many easy goals against. So we have to find a way to do that better.
Rosenheim equalized within 2 minutes and even took a 4-3 lead with 4 minutes to go. Because of exceptional player like Norman Hauner, who scored 3 goals and confirmed his reputation of a Weidenschreck, as we say in Weiden here, because of the playoff final 2 years ago, where he shocked the Blue Devils once. But now you had the answer. Captain Thomas Rubesch equalized the score to 4-4, 12 seconds remaining. No goals in the overtime. Rosenheim with a better end and the penalty shootout. You played a really strong away game. What about your feelings right after the game? have you been lucky about the point, or have you been unlucky because of missing the 3-point win?
Well, I think as a pro hockey player, you're always a little bit disappointed, even though how good you play, if you lose points. But like afterwards, a couple minutes after the game, you can like look yourself in the mirror and say, okay, we actually did a good job. But and 1 point is we're happy with that. But of course, you always want to take 3 points if it's possible. So a little bit disappointed right after the game. But when you're analyze the game and stuff like that, and you see, okay, we actually played a good away game, we can be happy about it.
When you analyzed the game, what happened in the third period?
Well, I think I can
ask the question to Coach Buchwieser also, but he wouldn't answer me.
I think it's not only one thing. It's a part of different things happening there in the end. But I don't know.
Okay, that's honest. But on Sunday it went much more better. 5-3 win against Bad Nauheim. I think we can say that Bad Nauheim, by all respect, was the worst opponent in this season so far. Coach Mitchell has been dismissed on Tuesday. There are now 5 points between the Blue Devils and Bad Nauheim. Luca Gläser, he scored 3 goals. How did you prepare to this game? What was the plan in this important game when we look to the DL2 ranking?
Yeah, so I think we prepare pretty much the same for every game. It's not like we prepare differently just because it's Bad Nauheim or it's Rosenheim or Krefeld. We try to prepare as good as we can before every game. But I think we all knew in the group that, okay, today is really the day we want to win today. And we all came out super hard and played, I think, really, really good the first couple shift, and that helped us doing the whole game to play good.
I asked Luca Gläser after the game also about the preparation, and he scored 3 goals. He was really on fire on Sunday, and he answered that he had I would call it some kind of special preparation. But let's listen.
Ja, ganz Brust heute Mittag.
Alles klar.
Mit Los und Blaukraut.
Ja, das wird es also dann jetzt vor jedem Spiel geben, oder?
Wahrscheinlich, ja.
Nee, was war heute los? Warum deine Explosion heute?
Was heißt Explosion? Ich glaube, wir haben als Mannschaft allgemein wirklich gut zusammengespielt. Ich hatte halt dann trotzdem heute dann mal das Scheibenglück, dass die Dinger heute mal reingegangen sind. Die hätten auch am Freitag schon reingehen können. Aber am Ende war es wichtig, dass wir das Spiel heute gewonnen haben. Also wie gesagt, die ganze Mannschaft hat gut gespielt. Wir hätten die 3 Tore heute nichts gebracht, hätten wir verloren. Wir haben gewonnen. Von daher bin ich froh, dass ich so viel dazu beitragen konnte. Und passt das dann für mich auch.
Do you understand what he's talking about?
Not at all.
No, I know. That's not the Bavarian slang. That's its East German slang. of Luca, he told us about his lunch on Sunday, and that kind of a lunch would probably not be recommended by a fitness coach. that's why he scored 3 goals, and I think he will eat this on Friday and on Sunday again. Did you in the locker room talk about the ranking, that Nauheim is a very important game as it is the away game in Freiburg on Friday? Is this some kind of talking in the locker room?
To be honest, not really. I don't think we look that much on the standings. We, like I said, if we play Bad Nauheim or we play the team who's number one, it doesn't really matter. We want to win every game, and so that's what we're gonna do hopefully tomorrow in Freiburg.
Luca has some different opinion. I think he is quite looking on the standings in the DEL2. Let's listen again. Hier ist Luca.
Also vom Coach, der Coach hat gesagt, wir sollen unser Spiel durchziehen, aber wir, ich sag mal, wir als in der Mannschaft haben schon gesagt, Jungs, es sind jetzt zwei wichtige Spiele, sehr wichtige Spiele gegen Nauheim und auch nächsten Freitag gegen Freiburg. Wir müssen punkten, weil ja, wir wissen, wir können es. Wir haben es halt bewiesen und ich denke, jetzt müssen wir einfach so weitermachen.
It was nice to look at versus Bad Nauheim. You were the better team. You've been aggressive in the defense. You've been creative by scoring the goals, like the ping pong between Fabian Voigt and Daniel Bruch shows us. This was one of the nicest goals I've seen in the last month in the Hans Schlöpf Arena. Look at it whenever you can. Nice goal. In football, we would say it was a tiki-taka goal. also, the youngster Elias Poole, a Wild West fight, winning also. Is this the kind of hockey that we can expect from the Blue Devils in the next games?
Yeah, I mean, we have the players for doing that kind of nice goals. So hopefully we'll see it tomorrow and the next coming games. So we have some skilled players who can really dangle and do some nice plays. So hopefully we'll see it even often.
Dangle. We learned again. I say tiki-taka, ping-pong, it's a dangle. okay. But at reach, we dangle at least position 10 in the ranking, please. That's our hope. But Tom and Konrad, you can introduce to our listeners now Mats as a player and as a person.
Yeah, at least we'll try to. We'll ask him some questions. First question, perhaps, Mats, what motivated you to come to Germany? Because you're from Denmark, you played in Denmark, in Sweden, and so on, in the Czech Republic, I think that was the last your last station. What motivated you to come to Germany and to Weiden?
So, for me, coming to Germany is something I really wanted to do for, I would say, many years. As a Danish guy who's been watching the German hockey for quite a long time. We know how the culture is here with the fans and everything. And I think it's kind of a dream for me to come to the DL2 and play here, because it's something I've been thinking about the last, I would say, couple years, to be honest.
Okay, and perhaps one further question. Are there any goals you have set for yourself for this season? So not where you end up with the Blue Devils and the standings, but just a goal for yourself.
Well, the goal for myself is to help the team in the best way and hopefully help the team so they can play in the DL2 next year, of course, and maybe even go as far as possible. So that's a goal for me, to help the team in a positive way. And like more personal goals, I would say, of course, I'm a defenseman who want to make some plays, and I want to make goals, I want to make points, and just play a good solid game defensively too. So that's it, I would say.
Mats, at least I have one question. How would you compare the level of hockey in the German league to that in Denmark? Would you say that there are many differences, or what would you say are the biggest differences?
Yeah, it's always so tough to compare leagues, because it's different wherever you go. But I would say it's maybe a little bit the same, the level in Denmark and the DL2. In Denmark, you're allowed to have 9 imports, and here you're allowed to have 4. So, of course, that's a little bit different there. But overall, I think the top teams here would be the top team in Denmark, and the other way also. So it's, I would say, a little bit the same.
Let's have a look at the beginning. How did you come to the hockey? When you're from Herning, you have to play handball.
Yeah, handball is a big thing there for sure, but hockey is in Herning is pretty big as well. So, yeah, I started. My dad played hockey, not on professional level, but he played, and I think it's he pushed me a little bit, and I had a good friend in school when I was young. He started to play, and yeah, we went there together. So, and ever since I haven't stopped playing.
How old have you been?
When I started?
Yes.
I think 6 or 7 years old.
Okay.
Talking about Herning, your hometown, when I'm informed correctly, there will be some Herning. Kind of little hockey... Sorry?
Herning.
What did I say?
Herning. Herning.
Herning. Okay.
Herning.
I can't pronounce it correct. So in Bavarian, it was but Herning. Whatever. You will co-host the World Championship next year. So some games will be there. Will you be there at least to watch some games?
I think so. If I'm going to play,
That would be great.
That would be great too, but I would definitely go watch some games, that's for sure.
And you got any traveling tips for our fellow here listeners?
In Herning.
In Herning, of course.
It's quite small town, but it's...
I think it's bigger than Weiden, isn't it?
It's twice as big, I think. I would say go to the downtown. We have some good restaurants, good cafes where you can have a good cup of coffee or have some good food.
And what to eat?
good question. I don't know.
McDonald's.
No.
Anything but not that.
Yeah.
Okay, so perhaps we would like to talk a little bit more about your career so far. Were there any very memorable moments in your hockey career? Any moments you really like to think back to?
Yeah, there's a couple, I would say. Last year... In Czech, we won the league. That was really nice and fun experience. Of course, we didn't moved up to the extra league, but we won our league in the second league in Czech. That was a good experience and something I would look back for when I'm done playing. And another thing, just when you're asking me this, coming to my mind is when I played the World Juniors in Canada, Toronto, and we. As a Danish team, we surprised a little bit. We went all the way to the quarterfinals and lost against Canada. So,
I think which can happen.
Yeah, they had Connor McDavid and so many superstars. So we were just watching them playing. And, yeah.
Do you have... in preparing the games, do you have any rituals, like mentally, physically, any kinds that are, it's always the same? It's the questions, question I also asked to Elias Poul, and we have to listen to him 15 minutes now. what are your rituals before the games?
You don't have to listen to me 15 minutes, because I have... Absolutely none. Like, not even I. Sometimes I do this. Sometimes I do another. Like, not at all. Not at all. So
no.
I don't think about that. Kind
totally
of
different to Elias.
Yeah.
So you're not even a little bit superstitious.
No.
Okay. Do you have any role models in hockey, or have you any players that inspired you throughout your career?
Yeah, I would say Erik Karlsson is a defenseman I always looked up to. He's, of course, a great player and, yeah, great career so far. And he's a player I've been watching a lot on YouTube and trying to do the same plays as he's doing. But I would say Erik Karlsson.
Are there in Weiden particularly any players you have close connections to?
Like, you mean teammates who I'm...
Teammates.
Yes.
Yeah, I... like most of the guys, I would say. It's not like I have a best friend from the team, but I talk.
Who's sitting next to you in the locker room?
It is Elsner.
Okay.
On the right side, and on the left side, I have Kolbo.
Kolbo. Is Elsner there in the moment?
Yes.
You don't have to answer.
He's there and working out. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Buzzer. I don't ask him anymore. okay. What role do you see yourself playing in the locker room? Are you the player who is talking, motivating, or are you more the silent one?
I would say more the silent one. I'm not the guy who speaks up and talking all the time. I let the other guys do that, and yeah, so
there are enough.
Yeah, there are enough. So yeah, I'm more the silent guy, I would say.
And we already talked a little bit about the fans, and you told us that you followed the German hockey when you were back in Denmark. So now you're playing here, and how does it feel for you to play in front of the Weiden crowd?
I think it's really good. I will not say it surprised me because I knew it before I came here, but it's really nice, and the crowd is amazing. Even though it's been a tough start, they are coming supporting us every night, and it's super nice, and it helped the team a lot when we have a crowd like that. So hopefully they will keep coming the rest of the season. And
so the crowd pushes the team?
Of course, 100%.
Okay, that's great to hear. I don't know, Fabian, we still got some questions to Mats on a more personally basis.
If you want to, it would be nice. How have you settled into life in Weiden?
Again, sorry?
How have you settled into life in Weiden? Are there differences from life in Denmark or in Czech Republic or anything else?
It's been super easy. I would say the same. When of course the culture, yes, is Denmark, Germany is pretty much the same. So it's not a big surprise for me or a shock for me. It's coming in here. It was super easy from the first day.
If you're not on the ice, what are you doing?
I'm quite busy, to be honest. I'm doing a bachelor right now in international business and marketing. I'm done in January, hopefully. Okay. And then I'm working from home as well, from a Danish company. But it's not... I put some work in it, but it's not a lot. I have a pretty busy schedule off the ice.
But so you're already preparing your career after hockey?
Yeah, that's been my plan since I started. And of course my parents is also pushing me a little bit. I always told me, what are you going to do after hockey? So that's why I am taking this degree in international business and marketing.
But you will play more years now?
Oh yeah, of course. I'm not done at all. So I just need that degree and I can put it away and focus even more on hockey.
You already mentioned your family, and but how do they support you in your career? What role do they play in your hockey career?
They've been a big part of it, I would say. I'm talking to my mom and dad every single day, and that's the first thing I pretty much do after a game. I call my dad back home, and he's watching every game. So he's being the biggest supporter, I would say, for me in my career.
Did they already visit you in Weiden?
Yes, they were here when we played the Krefeld game. Mm-hmm. So yeah, they liked it here, and they had some good couple days here.
Yes, Krefeld.
That was a tough one.
Yes, very tough.
Yeah.
And perhaps to talk a little bit more about your career, as you told us, you'd really like to play some more years, of course, and you mentioned that you're not that young anymore, but to be honest, you're not that old as well. Of course, we all hope that you will play in Weiden for lots of games and perhaps lots of seasons, but are there Nevertheless, any other leagues or country where you say, it would be nice to play somewhere in there, I don't know, Canada or back into Sweden, or I don't know.
I think I'm open for everything, to be honest. It's not like I have leagues, no, I don't want to go there, or that league I really want to go. I'm open for pretty much everything and see what's coming up. So right now I'm just happy to be in Germany and playing here for Blue Devils.
If you were not a hockey player, what career do you think you would have pursued?
Tennis player.
you still play?
Oh, I love tennis. I do it a lot in the summer, and just I love watching in tennis, and I love playing tennis as well. So, yeah.
Okay, I think Luca Gläser is playing tennis too. Please challenge him and show him how to play.
To be honest, I know where I put my money. Okay, Fabian, any more questions or Konrad?
No.
But there are much more questions now
of
here.
Of course, question from the fans.
And the first question is from the person who is sitting right behind you, from Christian. Mats, do you or your family own an Airbnb for the championship, world championship next year?
Not right now, but I think we can make a deal, maybe. We'll see. I think they will be open for it.
Yeah, Christian behind you. He asked the question. So, was haben wir noch hier?
We got a culinary question. I think it's not that serious, but what do you like more, German Schnitzel or Smörrebröt?
It's two really good ones, I have to say, but I would go with Smörbel, 100%.
So it's just home?
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. Fabian?
You know what Movember is?
Yes.
Who will have the best Movember beard?
I would say Mock. He's
okay.
He will have a really, really solid one. I'm not going to be one of the best guys, I can tell, but Mock will be one of the top guys on the team, that for sure.
Tomorrow it starts.
Yes.
We do the Josh Windquist style. Don't shave again, Tom.
Nope. I think you would have to discuss this with somebody else. Okay, there's one question. I don't really know what to do about it. Don't know if it's an inside joke. Perhaps not. Which toothpaste do you use?
It's an insider.
No, it's not.
It's not?
No.
So it's just random?
Yeah, it's random. Colgate?
Okay, so he answered the question. Everything is good.
Why is your number the 41 on the jersey?
Well, I got it when I was junior in Malmö, and I got called up to the pro team. I just got the 41, and yeah, ever since I if I had the chance to take it again, I like the 41. So it's nothing like special there. It's just I got it when I was young in Malmö when I got called up.
Okay.
We also talked about the rest of the questions, I see.
Yeah, we already answered them.
Yeah. Why do you come to the Blue Devils? How are you feeling in Weiden?
When did you start
playing hockey?
Of course, Henning.
When is your birthday? Have a look in the internet. Okay.
I think that's it.
Could we take a photo? What is this for a question? Ask him in the stadium.
With a little dinosaur emoji.
Yes. I don't know. Could we take a picture, please? Is a question.
Ah, these folks on social media.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mats Larsen, for coming, for your time. And we wish you all the best with the Blue Devils. And good luck in Freiburg and against Dresden on Sunday. Und jetzt switche ich kurz zurück ins Deutsche, denn Ankündigung, nächste Woche ist Länderspielpause. Es starten keine, es stehen keine Spiele in der DL2 an und ich habe es euch versprochen und wir halten das auch ein. Wir haben gesagt, wenn die Länderspielpause ansteht, dann ziehen wir mal eine erste Bilanz und wir haben ihn eingeladen und nächste Woche wird er auch hier bei uns zu Gast sein. Nächste Woche hier im Podcast ist Jürgen Rumrich, der sportliche Leiter der Blue Devils und da werden wir ihm all die Fragen stellen, die ihr uns, die Hörer, seit Wochen um die Ohren haut, dass wir doch endlich auch mal richtige Fragen stellen sollten. Und jetzt haben wir endlich den Mann, der die Fragen auch beantworten kann. Nächste Woche also, Jürgen Rumrich, könnt ihr euch darauf freuen. Bis dahin, vielen Dank an Mats Larsen. Alles Gute, bis dann, macht's gut. Ciao, ciao.
Ciao.